This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Starting with commodities on the Chicago Board of Trade from yesterday, corn was lower. March finished at 375 and a quarter, down 6 and a quarter. May corn finished at 383, down 6 and 3 quarters. And July corn finished at 390 and a quarter, down 6 and a half. Beans were also lower. January finished at 893 and a half, down 6 and a half. March beans were at 906 and a quarter, down 6 and 3 quarters. And May beans finished at 919 and a quarter, down 6 and a half. On to wheat, which was higher. March finished at 523 and a half, up 1 cent. May wheat finished at 531, up 1 1/4. And July wheat finished at 538 and a quarter, also up 1 1/4. Soybean meal was mixed, but higher. January finished at 307 even, up 10 cents. March finished at 312.20, up 20 cents. And May bean meal finished at 315.20, down 40 cents. Soybean oil, which was lower, January finished at 28.25, down 21 cents. March bean oil finished at 28.53, down 19 cents. And May soybean oil finished at 28.77, down 21 cents. And now at this time, we'll move on to the Illinois Department of Agriculture for the latest cash grain reports.
This is Thursday's reported grain price and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. The Lincoln grain prices were lower on Thursday afternoon as concerns over U.S. and China trade issues weighed on grain values. In northern western Lincoln, grain yields quoted shell corn bid 7 cents lower at 327 to 353. Soybean bids were down 7 to 9 cents at 805 to 841. In central Illinois, grain yields quoted shell corn bid 6 to 7 cents lower at 333 to 354. Soybean bids were down 5 to 7 at 833 to 863. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 6 cents lower at 335 to 366. Soybean bids were down 6 to 7 cents at 835 to 867. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 5 to 7 lower at 864 to 884. Basis is unchanged up to a 30 under to 10 under the Jan. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis is offered at 290.70 to 303.70. Up $1.90 to $4.90 a ton, with basis up 2 to 5 at 17 under to 4 under the January. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 7 cents lower at 351 to 367, with basis steady at 2408 under the March. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted and produced the corn bids 7 to 9 cents lower at 357 to 362, with basis steady to down 2 at 18 under to 13 under the March. Soybeans ended down 6 to 7 cents at 856 to 862, with basis unchanged up 1 at 38 under to 32 under the January. New crop wheat prices are mixed at 503 to 528, with basis steady to down 4 at 3500 to 10 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids mostly 9 cents lower at 375 to 380. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 6 cents. Quotations at 883 to 884. Soft wheat closed up 1 to 2 cents at 555 to 556. And Milo ended the day down 6 to 7 cents at $4 to 401. Contract bids for producers for January delivery. Corn in the northern part of the state at 330 to 357. Soybeans at 808 to 849. In the central part of the state, corn for January delivery at 335 to 358. Soybeans at 833 to 863. And in the southern part of the state, corn for January delivery at 337 to 369, soybeans at 837 to 868, and June-July wheat at 496 to 533. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock numbers from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, live cattle were higher. December finished at 120.22, up 50 cents. February live cattle was at 122.35, up 10 cents. And April live cattle finished at 124.57, no change. Feeder cattle were higher as well. January finished at 147.42, up $1.22. March feeders were at 145.45, up $1.17. And April feeders were at 145.90, up $1.10. Lean hogs were mixed but lower. February finished at 62.37, down 32 cents. April lean hogs were at 67.77, down a dime, and May lean hogs were at 73.85, up 10 cents. And at this time, we'll move on to your cash livestock results from yesterday from the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday afternoon's livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 83 cents lower in a range of $40 to $46.49, with the weighted average carcass price of $44.68. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 in 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 20 to 27, 4 to 500 pounds at 22 to 30, 5 to 600 pounds at 25 to 33, over 600 pounds at 28 to 35. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices for barrows and gelts at the country buying points were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 25 to 31. Receipts for Illinois barrows and gelts have totaled 23,702. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $115 to $120 and on a dress basis traded at $184 to $190. Heifers on a live basis traded at $118 to $120 and on a dress basis traded at $187 to $190. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 293 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $70.59, which was 82 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading higher. Choice carcasses are $212.47, which is 77 cents higher, with select carcasses at $205.26, which is 41 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 116,000 compared to 122,000 for last week and 118,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 476,000 compared to 476,000 for last week and 468,000 for 1 year ago. Today we also have the Greenville Livestock Auction results, total receipts of 664. Trade was active with moderate to good demand. Slaughter steers choice 2 to 4 sold in a range of 90 to 116. Slaughter Holstein steers choice 2 to 3 sold in a range of 80 to 88. Slaughter heifers choice 2 to 4 sold in a range of 110 to 115. That concludes our livestock report. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The dynamics around U.S. dairy production are changing. With fewer farms in operation and an oversupply of milk products, the industry may experience a great deal of changes in the years ahead. In times like these, leadership and farmer engagement are more important than ever. Holstein Association USA shares this report from the World Dairy Expo's 2018 Dairyman of the Year, Pete Kappelman of Wisconsin. Miles Ramsey reports.
Times are tough now in agriculture as a whole, not just, dairy's in its fourth year of a downturn in prices. Grain prices are in their fifth or sixth year right now, and it's really important at that time, in times like this, that people can reach out and look for opportunities, look for things that they can do differently or better. It's a commodity business. It'll flip again. So I'm looking forward to the upswing.
Pete Kappelman of Meadowbrook Dairy Farms in Wisconsin was honored as the 2018 Dairyman of the Year at the recent World Dairy Expo. He believes great progress can be achieved when farmers engage together and credits his passion to a leadership program he attended 25 years ago, the Young Dairy Leaders Institute, hosted by the Holstein Foundation. Kappelman was part of the inaugural class.
I think being involved in YDLI, in the Young Dairy Leaders Institute, really, it just gave me the confidence to take bold steps. Learned a lot about myself, learned how to leverage my abilities and reach deep down in and pull out things in me that I didn't realize I had, and learned how to take chances I hadn't done before.
By working through difficult times, Kappelman says you learn lessons that are carried for the rest of your life.
Things can't always be done the same way. once you get something right, once you get a pattern right, you like to repeat it, and that's okay. I mean, we've been producing quality milk on our farm for a long time, and we kind of have the secret to that, and that's fine. We're going to need that. But if our kids are going to retire from that dairy, it'll look different in 30 years.
The Young Dairy Leaders Institute and Holstein Association USA share a mission to engage and inform dairy producers with the knowledge and tools they need to succeed into the future.
Through Holstein Association and with the Holstein cow, we're really managing that cow's genetics way beyond I could have ever imagined. Genomics has allowed us to peek under the tent of that cow's true genetic value, and not only that, but improve the next generations. The Holstein cow has become, if you select for it, it's become more trouble-free, more healthy, more profitable.
Gifts to the Holstein Foundation directly support the next generation. If you're interested in supporting the Young Dairy Leaders Institute, visit HolsteinFoundation.org. For Holstein Association USA, I'm Miles Ramsey.
Thanks, Miles, and thanks to our friends at Holstein Association USA for providing us that segment. The USDA recently released its quarterly hog and pig inventories for the state of Illinois. State statistician Mark Schleusener has more.
This is Mark Schleusener, state statistician for Illinois with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. On December 20, NAS released the results of the quarterly hog and pig survey. Here are some highlights for Illinois and the U.S. In Illinois, the inventory of all hogs and pigs on December 1, 2018 was 5.3 million head, down 2% from last December. Breeding hog inventory at 560,000 head was up 6% from the previous year. Market hog inventory at 4.74 million head was down 3% from 1 year ago. At the U.S. level, the U.S. inventory of all hogs and pigs on December 1 was 74.6 million head. This was up 2% from 1 year ago, but down 1% from September 1 of this year. Breeding inventory at 6.33 million head was up 2% from last year, but down slightly from the previous quarter. Market hog inventory at 68.2 million head was up 2% from last year, but down 1% from the last quarter. The September to November 2018 pig crop at 34 million head was up 2% from 2017. Sows farrowing during this three-month period totaled 3.16 million head, and that is up 2% from 1 year ago. The sows farrowed during this quarter represented 50% of the breeding herd. The average pig saved per litter was a record high of 10.76 for the September to November period, compared to 10.74 pigs per litter last year. I would like to thank all the producers that responded to our December Hog and Pig survey. Your individual reports are always confidential by law, but they contribute to the state totals, which are important to the agricultural community. Your assistance is greatly appreciated. This has been Mark Schleusener with the Heartland Region, Illinois Field Office of USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
In our FFA feature this morning, members of the Nokomis FFA chapter competed in the Section 19 Dairy Products Competition held at Hillsboro High School on Thursday, December the 6th. The team placed first in the competition, which asked the competitors to classify different types of cheeses and milks and to complete an overall written exam about the dairy product industry. The team was comprised of Cody Nodal, Brandon Kaiser, and Keith Carlock. And in addition to the team's success, Nodal placed first, Kaiser second, and Carlock fifth in the individual competition. And just last Friday on the 14th, the Litchfield FFA alumni hosted a cornhole tournament in efforts to raise money for tornado victims of the area. The tournament, held at Grossenheider Farms, raised $1,000, which will be donated to help relief efforts in Litchfield and the surrounding area. The alumni was thrilled with the success of the fundraiser and plans to make the tournament an annual event to raise money for charity of their choice for the years to come. The Litchfield FFA would like to thank the alumni and the Grossenheider family who hosted the tournament for their continued support of the FFA program and of the community of Litchfield. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to talk with Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. In part two of our interview, we discussed incoming changes in new state leadership, as well as the idea of increasing the motor fuel tax, which has not been increased since 1990.
We haven't heard a word from Governor-elect Pritzker about the possibility of a motor fuel tax, but everyone assumes it's going to happen. So the big question is, what's going to be his magic number? Is he going to shoot a big number up there that we're going to go after, and then, you know, everyone will shoot it down and say, well, this is what we're going to end up with? We think it's going to be a combination of things. We think we'll see a motor fuel tax increase, but also there's going to be a big push because, you know, when you buy a gallon of gas at the pump, you buy the gasoline, there's a federal motor fuel tax that's included on there, and then, you know, you got the state 19 cent per gallon. The federal tax is 18.4 cents per gallon. So you've got all the sales tax that's collected, and it's, motor fuel tax, I should say. I'm sorry, motor fuel tax. Then after all that's done, then they impose a sales tax on top of it. But the thing about it is that the sales tax money that's collected, 6.25%, it doesn't go for road or bridges. That goes into the general fund. 6.25% is collected, 1.25 goes to the local units of government. The other 5% goes to state government. So, you know, but none of that is used for transportation-related purposes. What we'd like to see is to say, okay, if you're going to collect that money, it needs to be shifted into the road fund. You know, we passed this transportation lockbox, constitutional amendment, 2 years ago. And what it said was that any money collected has to be used for transportation-related purposes. But the kind of a loophole in there, because this wasn't really a motor fuel tax, it was really a sales tax. But we'd like to see that money go to where it's supposed to go. What about a motor fuel tax? What do we see happening there? Well, I think we could see a 15 cent increase. I mean, it would not surprise me one bit. And people say, well, what about the trucking industry? What do you guys say? Well, I said, you know, we drive the roads like everybody else. We know the roads need work. We know we haven't increased motor fuel taxes in coming up on 29 years. That's a long time. And from that standpoint, we think that, you know, combining a couple things, removing or shifting the sales tax money into the road funds, that's hundreds of millions of dollars that could go into the road funds. The motor fuel tax money, which could go into the road funds, would ideally be a situation that would help improve it. Would we like to see it phased in? Sure we would. I mean, I don't think anyone wants to swallow one big motor fuel tax.
Not now with gas being around 220 when it was 270.
Well, sure. Do you want to see it increase 15, 20 cents overnight? Not really. You know, phase it in maybe over a two-year period. Don't know if that'll happen, because I know they're desperate for money. But then also, we keep talking, the truck operators, anyone who owns a truck, you know, that has a commercial plate on it, has been subject to what they call a commercial distribution fee, which is just a flat tax that's placed on trucks. It was imposed by Governor Blagojevich back in 2003. It basically, for a full-size semi, it added about $1,000 annually to the registration cost. We proved that if you do that, you're going to drive the trucks out of the state, which it did. It drove tens of thousands of trucks out of state. They're now licensed in Indiana, Missouri, surrounding states. So the state loses out on that money because, you know, they thought they were going to, you know, they were going to make a ton of money off the trucking industry. And in fact, it backfired on them. They've lost a lot of money. We're saying, you know, there's still, we were able to repeal $600 of the $1,000 off, but we would, you know, we'll make an effort to, you know, somehow either repeal that remaining $400 on there, or, you know, when we're talking about motor fuel tax increases, don't do as much on diesel fuel, if we're going to keep the commercial distribution fee.
And that was Don Schaefer, Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association. And we'll hear more from Don in part three of our interview this afternoon on the Noon Farm Show. And another reminder for you, Today is the last chance to win a $20 pork certificate from the Mid-Illinois Pork Producers. And we'll have those chances today at 10:30 and again at 1:30 after your commodities right here on AM 1540 and FM 106.1. This has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.